Have You Seen My Dragon is a wonderful new children's book where you enter a fascinating, ornately drawn cityscape and help a boy find his dragon while counting objects from hot dogs to traffic lights. This book has spurred an entire scavenger hunt in the city of Schenectady that will culminate in a party for Have You Seen My Dragon, featuring the author Steve White. All of that happening at the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady on Wednesday, July 30th. To tell us more, we welcome Steve White, the author of Have You Seen My Dragon, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Steve White to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's great. You know, I have to say, Amy Lane, the wonderful bookseller at Open Door, was on our show doing book picks, and she brought in this book, and we were all just mesmerized by the beauty of this book with very, very detailed pen and ink drawings, and then wonderful splashes of color, especially when it comes to the dragon. Give us a sense of how you worked into doing this particular book, which in some ways is different from what you normally do.
I love to draw. I draw every day, and I've loved to draw since I was a kid, and that's why I'm so blessed to be an illustrator and author and get to do it all the time. I live in New York City, so I started drawing the buildings, and I was a little bored, so I started adding some dragons to the buildings just to make it more interesting for myself. And it reminded me of a story of when I was a kid and my dad drove me into the city and I saw the smoke coming out of the manhole covers. And I said, "Dad, you know, is there a fire down there?" And he's like, "Oh, no, there's dragons that live down there," like without missing a beat. And as I was drawing, I was remembering that story and I said, wow, that would be a great story to do. And it would let me do all these big pen and ink drawings of New York City, which I love, and all the buildings and things. So that's how the book came about. And when I showed my drawings in my sketchbook to my editor and art director, they were like, "Oh, this is perfect, and maybe it can be a counting book." And that's how we came across doing the counting things, and the things that you count are just in color. I always have trouble with color. My wife even helps me mix colors and match colors. So to use a limited palette was a dream. So it really became a lot of fun and a great way to do it. And it was just, this book just was such fun because it was just drawing all these wonderful things. And I would take walks in the city and be like, "Oh, I'm going to add that, you know, those kind of windows and these things from the city into the book." And even after the book was done, I'll walk around the city and I'm like, "Oh man, I wish I would have put those windows in or that building in. I forgot," you know.
So, for example, looking for his dragon, a little boy looking for his dragon, and he's looking and he said, "Well, you know, could he be down underground?" And then you would count manhole covers, or you would count balloons or pigeons or ice cream cones. And as you mentioned, those particular items that you count are where the color come in. So in the drawing, I assume it's the black and white that comes first, and then the color would be added later.
Yeah, the black and white line is all drawn with fountain pen. I'm a big fountain pen collector, and I buy old ones and fix them up, and even my wife collects them now, and there's a whole subculture to fountain pens. We go to fountain pen shows and everything. All the black and white line is drawn with fountain pen, and then the little things are colored with actually fountain pen inks that I mix to get just the right color.
Two questions about that. One is, do they make them like they used to, in the sense of, are some of the older models still the best, or are they still making good fountain pens?
There are good fountain pens. There's definitely still good fountain pens. The vintage ones have better nibs to draw with. I think if you're writing, there's definitely good modern fountain pens that you can find. You know, Bexley is an American company that makes great fountain pens, and the Gate City Pen Company is a great American company that make great pens to write with. If you're drawing, you're looking for more of an expressive line. They don't make flexible nibs anymore on modern pens, really. The old pens had flexible nibs where if you apply more pressure to the point or the nib of the pen, you would get a thicker or thin line. So you get a nice line variation because they would do more calligraphy and script writing with them. As time went on, people got used to ballpoint pens where you press down really hard to make a ballpoint pen write, and so the nibs got very stiff and very hard and not enough line variation to really, I mean, you can make a good drawing with them, but it's a lot more fun to draw with the older ones.
I would think so. And then as far as mixing your own ink of the palette, as you say, you've always had some difficulty with color, but I figured you were dealing with paint, but no, you're dealing with ink, which would seem to me very difficult to get these specific shades.
It was a very scientific process for me. I have little vials of little, you know, jars, and I would write down how many drops of this color, how many drops of this color, so that I would have like the formula of that particular color. So if I liked it and I happened to run out, I could remix it. So it was a very scientific process mixing the colors that are in the book.
The kind of thing that they're doing at Open Door is that, have you been encountering that through this book of other places having scavenger hunts and people that have embraced the book for summer projects?
This is the first one like that. I've done a lot of book events where I read the book and I draw for kids and everything, and that's been great. But this is the first scavenger hunt that a town or, you know, store has done, which is really exciting to me because, I mean, they have a list of like 22 different places ranging from City Hall to, you know, gift shops and record stores that you can go. And the kids can go in and find the dragon hidden in the store, and then they get a coupon. And when they have enough coupons, they can go to the back to Open Door store and get, you know, some prizes and stuff, which is really incredible for something that fun and that, like, engaging for children to be based off of a book that I created is, like, incredible. I'm just blown away by it and just so excited to go on the 30th to visit them and see the store and the town and everything. So it's really been really amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool. And this has been going on since June, and the party will take place on the 30th, and it will be their end of their scavenger hunt. And the event will start at 10:30. You'll be there at 11 and 11:30, I guess, doing your event.
Yeah, 11 or 11:30.
11
yeah.
o'clock, doing your event, and it'll be a lot of fun. So what is next for you? What are you working on for the next go-around?
We have You Seen My Monster coming out, which is a little girl loses her monster at a country fair. So it's all the rides, like the Ferris wheel and stuff. And instead of counting, they're finding shapes like triangles and squares and circles within the different rides and things that are at a country fair. So that was a lot of fun because I got to go to the Queens County Fair and research the book. And the monster is a big furry monster and a cute little girl. So that's a little different. But it's along the same lines where it's the black and white line work with the splashes of color showing where the shapes are for the kids to find. So
I do have a very detailed question to ask you, which is probably unfair to the people who have not seen the book, but I'm going to ask it anyway, which is the little boy character is almost a line drawing where there is such incredible detail in the rest of the book when it comes to the buildings and to the bowels of the city and so forth. And I assume that is a conscious decision.
Yeah, I like to keep the characters kind of on the simpler side only because I feel like children and readers can put themselves in that spot then as the little boy or the main character. So he's a lot simpler than the other parts of the drawing just because it's like every child then, you know, not just the specific character. Yeah, so that's why that was done that way.
Yeah. Do you have a name for him?
I don't. We should have a contest to name him. The dragon doesn't have a name either. So, maybe I'll do a contest to name the boy and the dragon. The little girl and the monster don't have a name either. So we'll have to think of something.
Perhaps as it should be. Yeah, it's a beautiful book. It's called Have You Seen My Dragon? A wonderful picture book, and it is published by Candlewick Press. The event takes place at Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery on J Street in Schenectady. You can find out more information about the July 30th event beginning at 10:30 by going to their website, which is opendoor-bookstore.com. Opendoor-bookstore.com. Again, the name of the book, Have You Seen My Dragon? Steve White, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great time on the 30th, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
A great pleasure. Again, the title of the book, Have You Seen My Dragon? The event is July 30th at the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York. You can find out more information by going to their website, opendoor-bookstore.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.